You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Says Qatar has agreed to temporarily extend travel bans on five senior Taliban leaders released last year from the prison at Guantanamo Bay in exchange for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
The former detainees are still in Qatar and remain subject to extensive monitoring. The White House says it does have one under enhanced surveillance. There's also an allegation that one or more of the militants met with members of an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group in Qatar earlier this year.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Officials say the ban will remain in place until diplomatic talks for a longer-term solution are completed. The restrictions had been due to expire today. U.S. stocks are opening mostly higher, led by gains in the technology sector following a big acquisition in the semiconductor industry. Chip designer Altera jumped 6%, the most in the S&P, after the company agreed to be acquired by Intel for $17 billion cash. The Dow rose 58 points. The Nasdaq has gained 13. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to keep you company on the drive home. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce is precision-engineered to drive hunger clear across the county line. It'll cause an 11-car pileup of herbs and spices in your mouth. With mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. We're late for eating. Better step on it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
A Chinese admiral has strongly rejected U.S. criticism of its activities in the South China Sea. USA's John Clemens reports.
The reclamation activities have been described as what U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter characterized as China being out of step with international norms amid growing tensions in the region. The Chinese admiral, who is the deputy chief of staff of the People's Liberation Army, asserted there are no changes in China's claims in the South China Sea. The growing international tensions brought this response from European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We need to maintain a maritime order based on international law, including the UN Convention on the Sea, on the Law of the Sea. We are not getting into the legitimacy of specific claims, but we are resolute as Europeans on how they should be resolved. That is, peacefully, without the use or threat of force.
I'm John Clemens.
A former BP executive is scheduled to go on trial today in federal court on charges of obstructing a congressional investigation into the 2010 Gulf oil spill. David Rainey has pleaded not guilty to charges that he blocked the investigation and that he made false statements about his calculations of the rate at which oil was flowing. The latest version of Windows will come out late next month. Microsoft says Windows 10 is designed with mobile computing in mind, allowing users to switch between computers, tablets, smartphones, and other gadgets. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see. Temperature here and beautiful. Downtown Flemington is 60 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at an 80% chance of heavy rain with a high of 71. Tonight, 80% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 57. And on Tuesday, a 70% chance of thunderstorms, likely with a high of 69. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and this is, I couldn't remember what show I was doing. This is Dave Disney's musical journey, but Dave is out on an extended medical leave, and I've been filling in for him. And as I've said on the air many times, I don't care to play music. I like to talk to people. So I have a guest today. I have Victoria Ann Davis, who I've known Victoria for a few years because we both were at WDVR together. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm good. This kind of nasty rainy day, but I think we need the rain anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's been sunny and dry for a good long time,
yeah.
So I think we need the rain.
I think we need the rain. It looks like we're going to get it for a few days. Probably getting part of that thing that happened out in Texas.
Yeah. Boy, that's rough stuff.
It was rough. I was watching. I only watch one sport, and that's golf. And the tournament that was playing this last week, one of the holes was supposed to be a par four, but because the fairway was flooded, it became a par three. The fairway was just flooded. I mean, it was just, and that's all they could do. They couldn't have people trying to drive that massive amount of water. But, those people got hit pretty bad. So
it's awful, actually.
Yes, yeah. So fortunately, I think we're going to be a little better than that, but we do need some rain, and it'll be nice to get some rain. Except now I'm going to have to cut the grass.
I know. I was enjoying the fact that even in the month of May, I was at 10 days instead of, five.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's always something. So now I'm going to have to cut the grass and be a little more grown up. One of these days I got to teach my 27-year-old son how to drive the riding mower. But I shouldn't say anything because he goes to school all day,
mm-hmm.
and he teaches karate at night.
Wow!
And in fact, he's going to summer school. He's doing summer classes at Keene, so he's out of there at 6:30 every morning.
Right.
And summer it's 5 days a week.
Yeah.
So he's a busy guy, and I really, if he has some time off, I don't want him cutting the grass. I can cut the grass. I'm supposedly quote retired. Anyway, Victoria, you used to be with WDVR, but you're no longer there, huh?
No, I was there for 20 years, and I did a talk show there for two nights a week. Yeah,
Mondays and Wednesdays, if I remember correctly.
Yep. I actually started out 1 half-hour a week on Thursday nights, and then they kept adding nights, and then they kind of changed the format a little bit, and we went to 1 hour twice a week, and so it was a lot of airtime, actually.
That's what happened. I started out with the Chamber radio show that was there for a half hour.
Right.
Ended up with 2 hours on Thursdays. So, and then it moved to Mondays, too. It depends. I don't know how many people know that the DJs that are all there are all volunteers.
That's true.
And sometimes maybe their jobs change and stuff, and sometimes they can't get to their show. So then a spot would open up, and they'd ask if you could move to that spot and back and forth. But and unfortunately, and I'll say it, we lost Frank about a month ago, the owner.
Yeah.
We lost his wife, Jenny, who I worked, because I was also director of development. I worked with her very closely.
Yes.
We lost her about 3 years ago, at least.
I think it was 4 years in December.
Yeah, I think.
December.
Yeah. I worked very close with her, and we were, it had to be because I've been here 4 years. So I left right, not long after she passed away to come here and put this radio station together. But I worked with her very closely, and we were, we probably talked every day at least on the phone about something. She'd call me and say, Richard, what do you think of this or whatever? And Frank and I always tried to stay close. After I left, Frank and I would try to have lunch once a month.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, well, he was I'll plug him. He loved Applebee's.
Yes, he did.
He loved Applebee's, and there was a steak that he liked there, and he'd always get that steak, and he'd always get a glass of Guinness, and he'd only drink half the glass. And I used to say, Frank, why don't you just get a smaller glass? He said, no, that's okay. But he was a nice guy. He was he knew what he was doing. He put that station together, and he knew what he was doing. And he had a certain way, you know, and, you know, let's face it, when you get older, you have a way of doing things and you don't want to change it.
That's true. I think we all get set into patterns.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes, hey, if something's working for you, why change?
Well, what that station's been around now, what, 26 years, I think?
Yeah, I was turned 25 on February 19th, I believe.
Okay, so it's in its 26th year.
Yes.
And he built up a little thing there that basically, which when, because they are also, I mean, what we're doing here is totally internet, but they are also on the internet. So you took a little mom and pop radio station and made it worldwide.
That's true. And it does get listened to worldwide.
It does.
Yeah.
There's people that send money in from other countries. I was there doing the all night diner.
Oh, okay.
And I got a call from a guy who, very early in the morning, called me from London, which is like 6 hours ahead, and said, well, I'm here on business, but I'm from Hunterdon County, and I'm listening to you guys on my laptop. That was during one of the pledge weeks, and he pledged $100.
That's wild.
Yeah, from London. But he said, I'm normally, when I get back home, I'll send the check. And he said, I'm on business here in London. But, yeah, there was people that listened all around the world. I know they had. Well, we get, the show that follows this is usually the National Association of Mental Illness, and he's away these next 2 weeks, so I'm going to be covering that show, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that show has people that listen in Australia.
Wow.
And the people that he gets emails from. So it this whole internet thing has made the world a lot smaller.
It's true. It's amazing because terrestrial radio is still cool. We all have cars. Every car that rolls off a factory line has an AM/FM radio in it.
Sure.
Of course, now they're adding some other interesting things. But
and now the internet's in there too.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of cars are going to have Wi-Fi, and
yes.
It's great.
Yeah.
And if you have a smartphone and your car might have already have come equipped with Bluetooth, it's very easy for you to listen to internet radio with that smartphone.
Exactly.
And you can listen to it through your car speakers.
We do have an app that you can get at the App Store, and they can listen. I know there are people that just put their smartphone down on the seat and have our app and have it on and listen to us.
Right. That's just a terrific way to.
But it's just amazing, though, to think about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way the technology has changed.
Yes.
I can remember being a little kid liking to hear the old Lone Ranger radio series, and I'd go out and get in my father's car and turn the radio on and listen to it out there. Things have changed a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it has, but one of the interesting things is, and by the way, now with the satellite, they can actually, a lot of times, the Lone Ranger or the Shadow, there's channels that have that, which is
sure.
Amazing.
Sure.
But also you can get them on the internet. But it's a lot of the terrestrial radio stations, especially the non-commercials, are starting to view themselves as a multimedia platform.
Right.
So they've got, you know, they've got their internet. They've usually got a couple of backup channels. If it's an HD radio station, they not only have the HD for the HD radio, but they also have where you can fine-tune it to alternate signals for that same station. But they also have it so that can run through. They can either run that through a translator. And have actually two different radio stations in the same market, almost, or nearly. Or they also have websites. There's a really cool thing coming out. Actually, I think it's already out there. It has 8 radio stations on it, all non-commercial. It's called View House, and it has these live performances that are done in cooperation with these radio stations, and they post them. A lot of radio stations have venues. DVR has a venue as well, the Virginia Naparaoa Cultural Arts Center, named in honor of Ginny. And so a lot of these, they have that internet component, they have the visual components, they're doing outreach in the community, which all radio stations should do. Certainly the community radio, Heritage Chamber Radio here certainly has that involvement with events.
So very true.
You know.
I got to take a break for some commercials. And we'll be right back after these messages.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed. 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back. This is Dave Disney's hour here at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. So if you tuned in to hear Dave, I'm sorry, he's on medical leave. And this is Richard G, and I'm sitting here with my guest, Victoria Ann Davis. And Victoria, I've known for a few years because Victoria and I both did shows at WDVR. And Victoria was also, she was very instrumental in helping that station in a lot of ways.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I kind of the last couple of years I was in the office, kind of just progressing in responsibilities. Kind
sure.
Of, yeah.
Well, things got, once, and we mentioned it, once Ginny passed away, she was always in the office.
Yeah.
And then Diane, for a while, was in the office, and Diane moved on to other things.
Yes.
I think basically she moved on to retire, which she did, which I can understand how that is because I'm supposedly retired, and it doesn't seem like I get any time to do the artwork I want to do, though I work on it a lot. But they needed someone to handle the office, and I know you took over that. But before that, you were doing other things. You were doing a lot of remotes and different things down there.
Yeah, one of the things I've taken interest in, I also worked with Jim Jordan, who was with the station for a number of years,
right.
Diane's husband.
Diane's husband.
He is such a wizard of all things technical.
Sure.
He's a great live sound guy. Worked in a fairly, I can't remember the name, but a fairly prestigious music studio in Philadelphia at one point.
Okay. Well, didn't Jim used to be a roadie for one of the rock groups?
He probably was.
And I can't remember which. I don't want to say because I may be wrong. But I know he said something to me about he was a roadie. I'll tell you what, when I set this place up, I asked Jim to come in and take a look because I got all this equipment in and went, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was putting stuff in holes and doing various things, and it all worked out. But Jim came in and said, yeah, that looks, this works fine. This is okay.
Yeah.
But I had Jim stop by. I'm still on Jim's email. We still talk now and then.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time, but we still talk.
Yeah.
Jim was a good guy. And he was very good at doing remotes for WDVR.
Yes.
Though I think, I'm trying to think who does the remotes now.
It was me for a while.
Was it you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would assume they still have very good technical guys, a couple of gentlemen.
Yeah, I can't think of their names.
Yeah. I think there was Mike and another guy, Patrick. I think they're both musicians in their own right. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're still doing the Hayride, and it sounds real good with both of them there. But, I actually, after Jim, or when Jim was leaving, I actually kind of was able to get some of his knowledge as far as remote equipment.
Sure.
And did a lot of mining, and we also had some other guys around there who were pretty knowledgeable, and one of them actually donated their Wi-Fi card to the station.
Oh, okay.
Their air card.
Yeah.
Or, not a Wi-Fi card, an air card,
yeah.
And we were able to...
If people don't know, if you want to be on, and especially for us,
yes,
if we're doing a remote, we've got to have Wi-Fi somewhere.
Exactly.
We have a Wi-Fi card, but if we're doing a remote, like at, say, at ShopRite, they usually have Wi-Fi right in their building.
Right.
And the difference is between us and WDVR, we can do a remote very easily compared to all the equipment WDVR needs to get everything, the signal back out and back out to the transmitter. Which we don't. We just, our signal goes on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier doing internet radio when you do a remote.
That's true.
In fact, our board is about, it's less than half the size of the board you're looking here. And
right.
it's just a small board. It only accommodates two mics.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all we really need. And we have a laptop, which we keep the commercials on. We don't even have an instant replay that we take. So everything is just a laptop and that little board. The only thing we can't do on a remote is take a phone call.
Yeah.
We've got the phone call equipment here. In fact, I'll mention the number. It's 908-237-0410. That's 237-0410 in case you'd like to call and ask any questions or be part of the show. Or you don't even have to come on the air. You can just ask a question, and we'll filter it down. But anyway, yeah, it's a lot easier for us to do a remote than what you guys used to do with WDVR.
Yeah, what we would have to do is send that signal back to the studio, and they would have to kind of pull it through the equipment and then send it up to the transmitter.
I sat there a couple of times doing that.
Yeah.
And then what would happen also is they'd go back to the studio for the news.
Right.
And so you'd do live news, and then you'd go back to the remote again. But there was a lot more involved. The fact that we also have the ability to come in and pull the news right off of our computer here.
Right.
So if we've got the laptop, we can just go get the news from here. We can come right into our computer and pull it. So.
And that makes sense.
And, you know, that's technology.
Yeah.
It's the way technology is moving. I just turned 68, and I look around at my daughter who's 30 and my son who's 27, and wondering what they're going to see when they're 68, because it's going to be so much different, I'm sure.
It's amazing. I mean, just the 20 years since I've been back in radio, I mean, it's just watched everything progress. I remember, you know, I had a computer that could do some sound editing, had something that was very similar to what Audacity is today.
Right.
And then I was able to kind of put together shows and burn CDs from that, so I could, you know, if I needed a substitute, I could, you know, just have them play the CD.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember doing, before podcasting, I was actually doing Real Audio. I actually paid for the Real Audio I guess today you would call it an app, but back then it was just a program.
Yeah.
So you could convert those files so people could listen to them through their web browser. And I mean, we're just so far beyond that at this point. I mean, anybody could, you know, do an internet radio station in their basement. Of course, there's, you know, some other issues to be surmounted there, but
there,
still.
There are kids that are doing their own radio shows.
Yeah.
And they're doing them in their bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
And all you basically need is a computer and a microphone.
It's true.
And you can do a radio show. We've got a little more equipment here because we have some commercials and things like that, but you don't need much to do a radio show.
It's true.
When you're doing it on the internet. And that's what's really interesting about it. And I'm not trying to say that this way is right and the other way is wrong. It's just two separate ways of doing things.
It's true.
And it was makes sense once WDVR decided to do internet also.
Yes.
And as I've said, you know, little mom and pop station in Surgeonsville, New Jersey was heard all around the world. And that's just amazing to me.
It is.
But yet, you know what? It wouldn't be amazing to my son. That would just be the norm.
Yeah, that's the way it happens.
and that would be the same thing. Well, I remember when TV was first coming in when I was a little kid. I'm that much older than you, Victoria. I can remember Dayton, Ohio, we had one television station.
Yeah.
And we waited on a Saturday morning for the second station to start. And when it started, and at that time, by midnight, the station signed off.
Yeah.
They signed off. They didn't do anything overnight at all. You know, then it used to be on Friday nights, maybe they'd have the late movie.
Yeah.
And there'd be a movie till 1:30 or so, and you go, whoa, wow.
And then the test patterns come up.
Yep. That old Indian head and the test pattern thing. And that was big at the time. Now, all the stations. Plus, I don't know if you know what a Roku is.
No, actually, I don't.
Okay, it's just a little unit. And I know people can't see. I'm holding it, so it's about 4 inches long. And it picks up the Wi-Fi in your house. Mm-hmm. And you attach it right to your TV. Mm-hmm. And if you've got Netflix or Amazon Prime, you can watch movies. And I watch Netflix movies, or I can go to YouTube and watch movies there. I watched Have Gun Will Travel and
all right.
A lot of old TV series there. And you can go to Hulu and Crackle and all those places, and it's right on your TV because it picks up your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And now I've seen some commercials with TVs that have Roku built in.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you can get those. They kind of look like thumb drives, and they're for your television set. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And this little thing is, and it only cost $40.
That's amazing.
It cost $40, and I pay, I think, $8 a month for Netflix to stream movies from Netflix, and I think my wife, who reads books through Amazon Prime, pays $86 a year or something for Amazon Prime.
Right.
But because she's got it, I just use her code. I go in and I can look at the movies that they got there.
Right.
It's just incredible. There was a time when I was a little kid, because I always liked movies, I'd get the TV guide to see what movies might be on that I might want to see. Now I pretty much can watch almost anything I want to watch.
It's amazing.
It is. It's just incredible. I'm going to take a break for the news.
Sure.
When we get back, we'll find out what you're doing now.
Got it.
Okay? We'll be right back with Victoria right after these messages and the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has formally launched his bid for president. He delivered a speech in his home state that focused on national security.
Ronald Reagan's policy of peace through strength kept America safe during the Cold War. Remember those times? But I've come to conclude we will never enjoy peaceful coexistence with radical Islam.
He also blasted President Obama's withdrawal of troops from Iraq and insisted on the need to strong-arm Iran over its nuclear program. Iraqi authorities say multiple ISIS suicide attacks targeting a police base have killed at least 30 troops in the western Anbar province. Three bombers simultaneously drove their Humvees, which were seized by the Iraqi army, into the base. The attacks caused a large explosion in an ammunition depot inside the base. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. When it's lunchtime, it's work time, which means you should stop working because it's almost lunchtime. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders, all-new FLG sauce, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink is delicious. Enough food to keep your belly working overtime on a double shift of satisfaction. And because it's only $5, you won't have to eat your whole paycheck. So punch out at work so you can get to work on that $5 fill-up. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Offer includes three tenders, side biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
The National Security Agency no longer has the authority to collect Americans' phone records in bulk. The Senate failed to extend the program and several other post-9/11 counterterrorism measures yesterday. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says they were ineffective.
I actually want more collection of records on terrorists. I just want less collection of innocent Americans. I think we sometimes get distracted by collecting so many records of innocent Americans that we're not spending enough time actually following the potential jihadists in our country.
He says the other problem is that the FBI is short-staffed.
I would hire 1,000 new FBI agents to track these people.
Tomorrow is as soon as the Senate could vote on a House bill that would overhaul NSA's handling of American calling records while preserving other domestic surveillance programs. For the first time in months, U.S. manufacturers are picking up steam. A trade group says manufacturing growth accelerated in May after 6 months of sluggishness. The gain was propelled by more new orders and by an increase in hiring. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Qatar has agreed to temporarily extend the travel bans on five senior Taliban leaders released in a prisoner exchange last year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A senior U.S. official says the travel ban will remain in place until diplomatic talks produce a long-term solution for the Taliban leaders, who were released from Guantanamo Bay in exchange for captured U.S. soldier Bo Bergdahl. The travel ban was about to expire, and members of Congress repeatedly expressed concern about what would happen if they were free to leave Qatar. At least one of the five allegedly contacted militants during the past year, and the White House confirmed that one has been put under enhanced surveillance. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new round of UN climate talks is set in Germany this week, and six European oil and gas companies have called for a global price on carbon as a way to curb harmful emissions from the burning of fossil fuels. The companies say governments should link up their carbon markets. South Korea says the number of people in isolation could rise after having contact with those infected with the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. So far, nearly 700 people are being kept in their homes or state-run facilities. South Korea has reported 17 cases since a man tested positive following a trip to Saudi Arabia. The illness has killed hundreds of people in the Middle East. Windows 10 will be rolled out next month. Microsoft says it will allow users to switch between personal computers, tablets, smartphones, and other gadgets with ease. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature in beautiful downtown Flemington right now is 60 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at an 80% chance of heavy rain with a low of 65. No, wait, now the temperature right now is 60 degrees. Tonight the low is going to be 65. So try to figure that one out, Victoria.
I can never figure it out. It's like the weathermen don't even look at the weather.
Yeah. And Monday, we're talking about an... Isn't today Monday?
Today is Monday.
Look at this. This is wrong. It says tonight, then it says Monday night, and Tuesday.
Uh-oh. Hmm.
I'm going to go... Yeah.
It's weather from the past.
Yeah, we're living in the past here. I'm going to go to the Monday night weather, which says a 70% chance of showers likely with a low of 57. That makes a little more sense. Yeah. And on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Now, see, here's the problem. I'm retired. I never know what day it is. So when I was reading this Monday, I was thinking, oh, wait, maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, Tuesday, a 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 69. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low of 53. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, and I'm speaking to my friend Victoria Ann Davis, who used to be with WDVR. What are you doing now?
Well, actually, it's kind of continuing what I've been doing for a while. Is I've been a bookkeeper. I actually descended from a bookkeeper, my mother, and
okay.
And I've been doing contract bookkeeping work, but I finally just got around to registering a trade name for the business and all that. It's called Have Adding Machine Will Travel.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds similar to Have Gun Will Travel.
I watch that show every now and then on YouTube, but yeah.
There you go. That was kind of the idea of it. Is mm-hmm. kind of your hired
so,
person.
So you're kind of a freelance bookkeeper.
Bookkeeper, yeah. I go wherever I am needed to help people in need of bookkeeping help, accounting help, finance, organizational help, things like that.
And things are looking good?
I think so. There's always somebody out there. My mother always used to say that no matter whether times are good or times are bad, people need to know how much money they have or
that's
don't have.
That's true. Or don't have. Or yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that's true. So if somebody needs a bookkeeper, how do they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me. I do have a little actually, I'm a member of the Chamber of Commerce here, so they okay. can find me through the Chamber website.
Sure.
I also am working on getting my website up to date, but I'm also on LinkedIn. I do have a LinkedIn link, trying to remember the exact, but it's Victoria Davis. It's Victoria Ann Davis on LinkedIn, so you can find me there. They can also give me a call if they so choose.
The numbers?
Sure. It's 908-797-7611, so people can certainly get their bookkeeping help and advice through there.
797-7611. Okay.
Yeah.
And I've got it here, too. So anybody gets in touch with me that needs to get in touch with you, I'll pass them right through to you.
Yeah.
And I won't charge you that much money. No, no, I'll pass them right through to you. You know, part of the things about the Chamber is helping small businesses. And probably 85% of all the members of the Chamber are all small business.
This is true.
And part of the thing is helping small business become successful.
That's true. And a lot of that's through networking.
And it is. And you've gone to a few. I've seen you at a few networking things that we do. And I think networking is probably the most important thing that you could do.
That's true.
Because I'll even say it. I do my artwork, but I got to put the artwork out there somewhere so people can see it, because nobody's ever driven down my quarter-mile driveway and said, I understand you're an artist. Can I look at your work?
Yeah, that's true.
You've got to always get it out there. And you've always got to make an effort for people to understand what you do. And part of networking is going, having people meet you, get to know you. And once they get to know you, you may never do business with the person you're talking to, but they may have a friend.
Right.
And that's, and you know, that's that whole 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You never know who you're talking to. And I've said it many times, if you're standing in ShopRite and you're in line and you start talking to somebody, ask them what they do, and then you can tell them what you do. Yeah. And you never know who you might meet. My sister-in-law was playing golf one Sunday, and she was a chemist at the time. She's now a school teacher, but she was a chemist at the time. And they, her and her husband hooked up with another couple, and by the time they finished 18 holes, this guy had owned a I guess, what would you call it? He owned a scientific company, and she had a job $12,000 more a year with him, doing chemistry for him. And instead of, at that time, she was working on live AIDS virus, she was going over to work on cleaning products. Going to be a chemist with cleaning products. But you just never know who you might meet.
It's true. It's amazing, the connections I've been able to make. And even just not only just selling your wares, but going to chamber events, it's great to meet the other businesses that are out in the community. You find people that you really want to do business with.
Sure, exactly. I'm going to tell you that I do business with either chamber people or people that go to our church.
Right.
I've got a guy that, after Sandy, a guy that does a lot of, cuts a lot of wood, he's, you know, and he goes to our church. And I said, come over and give me a quote on, because we had a huge tree down, we had a bunch of stuff, what would you charge me to do this stuff? And he was probably a little cheaper than most people, but still, he went to our church, and if I can do give the business back to him, that's fine. And the same with the chamber. Anytime I'm looking for a plumber or anything, I'm going to the chamber to find them. Though most of the time, because I've been in this chamber for so many years, I know somebody that I can just call and say, hey, could you come over? Or we just had, and the people are members of the chamber, but I don't ever see them, but we just had septic problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to dig. They ended up having, because they couldn't figure why the septic tank wasn't flowing out to the beds.
Right.
And they found a second septic tank.
Oh.
That had been put in. It was like 10 feet below the ground. Mm-hmm. This was last Wednesday. And it never, I've lived there 35 years, never been pumped.
Oh, right.
And it was like a solid wall of waste.
Oh, my.
So they brought the guy in and he cleaned it all out. And what happened is that this was the first tank that was put in. They mm-hmm. put the second tank in, or the other tank in, and just ran the lines right through it.
Oh, my.
So I said, gee, what do you think I'm going to have to do about cleaning this thing out? I said, well, you've been here 35 years and you never cleaned it. But they got everything flowing then out to the leach beds.
Right.
But that was somebody from the chamber that came over and gave me great service. And if you say, well, I'm a member of the chamber, usually you'll get good service from people.
Yeah.
But that's what we usually do. And Chris Phelan, the president, and I have done shows and talked about dealing with people from the chamber.
Yeah.
But get the word out there. And that's one of the things you got to do. Unfortunately, working for yourself, you got to get the word out.
It's true.
And it takes a little bit. It's a little bit of work to get the word out.
Yeah.
But once you get going, and once you, if you pick up a steady clientele, that works.
True.
That works really well. And what'll tend to happen when I used to do a lot of websites,
right,
is that people would contact the organization and say, "Who did your website?" And they would give my name. So I got a lot of referrals.
Right.
And that worked out well, because then people felt, well, they could trust me because I did it for this company. And I think that's part of the thing when people are dealing with business. If they don't know you, they're not sure.
That's true.
And you, if you get out there and people get to know you, then people get to trust you, and then people will pass on your name.
That's true.
I got to take a break real quick for a couple of commercials. We'll be back with Victoria. Once again, the number here is 908-237-0410.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, huntertonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is Dave Disney's Musical Hour, and I'm here with, and I should mention Dave is out on extended medical leave, and I'm here with Victoria Ann Davis, and we've been talking. She's got a new little project going here.
Yeah, a bunch of new things, but really this officially just named. I've been certainly doing bookkeeping for a rather long time now, but it is called Have Adding Machine Will Travel.
Okay.
And it's bookkeeping services where you are. So I'll come to your place of business.
So she'll come to you, or will you do it at home too?
I can take things home, certainly. Okay. Certainly, we can work that out. But it's great to have somebody who will just come to where you are. You don't have to worry about lugging your paperwork around
That's
with
true.
You.
That's true. And it's important to make sure that you have all your paperwork and everything in order.
That's true.
Because when it comes down to tax time, that's going to cost you if you're not.
That's true.
Yeah.
The harder you make it for your CPA when you go out to have your taxes done for the year, the more expensive your taxes will be.
That's true. It's going to cost you a lot more. So if you keep things in order all year long, you should be okay by that time that the taxes roll around.
It's true. And, you know, one of the things that I've been doing for myself, especially since I've been in business, is to have, there's these great things. You can go down to any office supply store and get these folders. They're accordion folders
sure.
that are still out there.
Sure.
And you just, you know, label each one, like, here's bank statements, here's bills. And, I mean, most of us can handle just throwing it in, you know, a little slot. It's not like a big fancy thing.
It makes it very easy and keeps things organized.
Exactly.
Instead of throwing it in a box somewhere and having somebody sort through it all.
Exactly.
I was just at Staples the other day and saw a bunch of those accordion folders.
Oh yeah, and they have them in all these great styles now. They come in, they're plastic, and they've got these beautiful designs on them. You can have a different design every year if you like.
Sure. So let's. Did I ask you to give your number again? I didn't.
You didn't, but it is 908-797-7611, and it is also. I'm sure you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm out there on Facebook. I'm a whole bunch of places. You can find me certainly through the Chamber website at huntertonchamber.org.
Sure. Yep, you can come to Huntington Chamber and punch in bookkeeping, and you should come up in the search.
I should, indeed.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes. What did we miss talking about? Because we've talked about an awful lot of stuff here.
We have talked about an awful lot of stuff. Well, you know, we've talked a little bit about the business and, you know, basically how, you know, bookkeeping is so beneficial no matter, you know, whether you have a lot of money or you have a little bit of money or you have a lot of income or virtually no income. It's always important to know how much you have, and it's important to keep that checkbook reconciled. People often overlook that.
Yeah, see, I don't, you know, do people write checks anymore? Maybe businesses do.
I think people still do some checks there. Of course, there's a lot of internet banking in the world.
That's all I do now.
That's it.
I'll tell you what, the guys that collect our trash don't have a website, so
right.
I gotta send a check to them.
Right.
But everything else, in fact, this morning I just paid 4 bills
right.
on the internet, and I don't know when the last time was I bought a stamp.
That's great.
You know, to mail anything, because I just do it directly on the internet. Now, I know there are people that are worried about doing that because of all the stuff that they hear.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Doing okay?
I've done okay. I've been doing it now for a long time. And I even pay my mortgage on the internet.
That's true.
It's made things so much easier. Plus, it's interesting because if a bill is due on a certain date, you can just go there and pay it.
That's true.
And it's paid. And you'll get a little... Most of the places send you back an email that say, thank you for your payment. So you've got it, or a lot of them will give you a number, and you can just, I usually email those to myself so that I've got them in case anybody says I didn't pay. But
true.
Yeah, I imagine more businesses use checks.
I think they do. It depends on who you're working with and what their needs are. A lot of people who use a lot of credit cards in their business.
Sure.
The credit cards obviously are always very easy to do that with your online banking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one credit card with Home Depot and one with Best Buy. And I have one with Lowe's, but I don't owe anything to Lowe's, so I never. But my Home Depot is usually pretty low. My Best Buy is probably the biggest, and I think I owe them about $1,200. But I bought some Christmas presents, and I'm paying that off. It just makes things so much easier to just be able to go in. And they usually keep your information, so all you got to do is hit a button, and it's paid.
That's great.
Yeah. You just hit a button, and they've got your information. They've got either your checking account number, or they've got your credit card number, or it's actually my debit card number, and they'll pay it, and it gets paid.
That's true. And a lot of companies, like the electric company, if you're paying them by check, they turn it into an electric check. So they've...
Sure, sure.
You know, they're doing that.
They're electric, and I pay them that way. I pay everything.
Right.
So times are changing a bit, but at the same time, they do need people like you to sit down and say, here's what you're making, here's what you've spent.
It's true.
Because sometimes... You may not know how much you're spending unless you're paying close attention. I pay an awful close. I'm in my checking account, my bank account, at least once a day.
Right.
And I'm always looking to see if something. Every now and then I find something that one place double charged us, and I went in and said, "Hey, look at this. Same date, same charge, double charged," and the bank took care of it right away. But you gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's true. And then that's another good reason to keep tabs on it and do those reconciliations. A lot of times with online banking, you can actually download that. And if you're using something like QuickBooks or Quicken at home, you can certainly, I think you can even import that stuff into that, and it will kind of half do your reconciliation.
Do you use one of those programs?
I use both of those, actually.
Do you?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
So I'm very familiar with QuickBooks and Quicken.
And QuickBooks is pretty simple, isn't it?
It is. It's actually pretty easy to use. It's actually meant for lay people to use. But,
right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Because it used to be, basically, if you had a small business, you had a stack of books, you know, like a couple of inches thick, and you had all these different ledgers. I remember as a kid, my mother going out to her clients and bringing home these stacks of ledgers, and she'd sit there adding those columns up and then, you know, putting entries into the other books. And,
sure.
Yeah. That's how it
now
all
you can just sit in front of your computer and do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Victoria, we're almost out of time.
Oh.
I want to thank you for coming.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Richard.
And I really wish you a lot of luck with the new business.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm sure I'll see you around the chamber.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to be right back after the news with some other guests who are with Men Mentoring Men. We're going to talk about that. So please stay tuned right after the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham has formally launched his bid for president. He delivered a speech in his home state that focused on national security.
Ronald Reagan's policy of peace through strength kept America safe during the Cold War. Remember those times? But I've come to conclude we will never enjoy peaceful coexistence with radical Islam.
He also blasted President Obama's withdrawal of troops from Iraq and insisted on the need to strong-arm Iran over its nuclear program. Iraqi authorities say multiple ISIS suicide attacks targeting a police base have killed at least 30 troops in the western Anbar province. Three bombers simultaneously drove their Humvees, which were seized by the Iraqi army, into the base. The attacks caused a large explosion in an ammunition depot inside the base. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty Points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here. When it's lunchtime, it's work time, which means you should stop working because it's almost lunchtime. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders, all-new FLG sauce, mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink is delicious. Enough food to keep your belly working overtime on a double shift of satisfaction. And because it's only $5, you won't have to eat your whole paycheck. So punch out at work so you can get to work on that $5.